Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best.
Hey, Lucky here. It's the Pat and JT Podcast.
Pat and JT Podcast.
It's Pat and JT. Thanks for listening. Rate, review, subscribe to our show. Tell people about it. We appreciate it.
All good stuff. Yes. And thank you to Centris Federal Credit Union. They've been with us for almost a couple of years, and they're there for you too. If you've got even a little money just sitting around and you want to do something with it, they've got these customizable certificates. They're really functional ways to put your money to work, whether it's for a short time, for a long time. Maybe you're looking for a goal for the end of summer or Christmas, or maybe it's something bigger than that, but they can help you figure out a good plan for it. A lot of information on their website too, federally insured NCUA.
And the website is centrisfcu.org and 402-334-7000.
So thought it was just going to be another Tuesday in March. And we planned out what we were going to talk about, which is the first mistake. Mm-hmm. You can't plan anything. So we're still going to talk about the Royals just a little bit. But then we're going to have to get into this other stuff because this is crazy stuff.
I mean, geez.
So where we left the Royals, really, talking about the royal family. And that's the funny part. There couldn't be anybody happier right now that their name isn't P. Diddy than the Royals, because kicked them right off the front page of everything.
Yeah. I mean, for sure they did that. I didn't even think about that. You're right.
Yeah. It's like, oh, well, we'll just sit back here and have some tea.
Everybody was paying attention. Diddy got up and said, here, hold my beer. And now everybody focused on him.
Yeah. And now they don't have to worry about this anymore. And I don't know. If they just be quiet, this all goes away for a while. Somebody will start stirring the pot later, but some of the stuff that had gone on beforehand, and I kind of have to revisit my notes because honestly, I got to watching the P. Diddy stuff and then I got into the Jay-Z stuff that's connected to it. And then it relates to,
I didn't know the Jay-Z stuff.
There's Jay-Z stuff. There's relations. See, you can take P. Diddy. And there's a Michael Jackson connection that's really strange. Epstein connection, of course. There's all this other stuff. Cat Williams, we've talked about him before. Mm-hmm. And when he was on, Shannon Sharpe's podcast. And some of the things that he said on all that is coming up here just in a second. I know. And then you're like, no, don't go backwards. Ugh. The whole world has moved on. We don't want to go backwards. But a couple of things on the royal family. And I had seen this story and I haven't seen anything about it since. I can't find a follow-up on it. But the original story that came out mid-early March was that her mom was in a car accident and was injured.
Oh.
Apparently.
Okay.
And so that was, her name is Carol Middleton. And that had happened also in this time, you know, that Jeez. All this other stuff is going on. And there's still a lot of questions about Wills, because we haven't seen him anywhere. And then a picture was posted of Kate and Wills, and it was from like 2 years ago, not even a current picture. Why post it? Exactly.
Why post it? That doesn't make any sense. That's the stupidest thing. Why post it?
Yeah. All it does is make everybody go, well, why'd you use that picture?
Unless that's what they want. It's like, I was thinking about that the other day. Do they want this stuff? Are they doing this on purpose to divert from our attention from something else that's going on there? Because it can't be this stupid. Like the media PR class at Miller West. MU. Yeah. Is filled with, 17, 16-year-old kids would be like, this is stupid. Yeah. Why would you do this? Yeah.
No, it's true. There was, what's her name? Eugenie. She's Andrew's daughter, and she, or Beatrice, I can't, it was one of the two that they've moved to Portugal, and there was like an announcement made that she is permanently moving to Portugal, and the insider claims are just trying to distance herself from, the whole deal with her father and all the other stuff that's going on with the Royals. I'm like, well, why now?
Right.
I mean, it was way worse 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
But it's kind of died down. basically. And then the Royal website still making adjustments to where everybody's pictures are going to be on royalfamily.com. There's also some stuff coming out about the video. It's like the video itself. And when I say the video, used to be, we were talking about the farmer's market. Now we're talking about Kate's video. Mm-hmm. And that has just been scrutinized to the point where there's nothing left of it. And there's websites out there. One is called Is It AI? And you can upload a video and it will tell you approximately what portion of the video is AI generated. And it's coming back like 98% or 89% at high numbers.
Yeah.
Right.
I see. Yeah.
And then they're like, well, why would they even do that? And they connected up. Apparently the video was done a couple weeks in advance. So that means the video was done like right after the Photoshop pictures for Mother's Day, that England's Mother's Day came out.
So did you see the report yesterday that the production company that shot that video made a statement and said that they were there? They shot the
BBC
video.
BBC Studios, who is known for their technology and AI productions. That's their thing. And they're, yes, I did see that.
So are the theories that they did actually shoot something that day, but then they had to adjust it with AI to fix whatever, or are they completely, because the way the statement read to me anyway, was that the crew was there, they shot it, they had cameras on the ground, they witnessed it.
Are they claiming they shot it outside or inside?
I don't know. I don't remember.
That's another, it's just kind of like, it's not so much that there are discrepancies. It's the why. Why is she wearing the same sweater she was wearing 7 years ago in a video she was with Harry and Wills in? You know, why? I can't believe that she still has that sweater. Number one. I can't.
She really likes that sweater.
Because I know I have sweaters that are that old. I am not the Princess of Wales. But I don't understand that. There's some other, did you see some of the AI generated ones where they took that video and they AI'd the AI video and they turned it into Meghan Markle?
Yeah, it's creepy.
With the long hair, with everything else the same, but it's Meghan Markle's face and it is well done.
Yeah, it is. Very creepy and well done.
So a lot of people still digging into that. The video, and then the new picture came out, and the why about the video, why was it shot 2 weeks ago and then released after they released these pictures, released after the TMZ video, the supposed was at the farmer's market.
Right.
I can't believe that she shot this video almost the same time that they were catching her skipping down the sidewalk at the farmer's market with Wills, supposedly. Which didn't look like her. And yeah. TMZ, I think actually did come out saying something about that too.
That it was fake. Yeah. There's all these little things that are just like, why? It just doesn't make sense. And then, but now what they're said, now I'm like you said at the beginning, thanks P. Diddy for keeping the focus off of all of this and giving us something else to pay attention to.
Right. It's like everybody at the Buckingham Palace just went, shh.
Yeah.
Don't say anything. Just sit down. Let him run
Don't
with this.
Move.
So P. Diddy story pops. Breaking news. All three of P. Diddy's houses were raided by the FBI and Homeland Security. And there's a lot going on there.
Yeah. I mean, a lot. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Because I'm sure you're getting to this from like the raiding and then the tracking of the plane. And then they don't know, like they said, well, we can't confirm that P. Diddy was on the plane. Well, I'm sure he's probably on that plane. If that plane took off out and landed in Antigua, I'm sure he's on that plane.
There are a lot of different stories. The plane itself is called Love Air. But then again, remember but we know this. His name was Sean John Combs.
Yeah.
He changed it to Sean Love Combs. But he started the Sean John clothing line along the way.
Right.
And then he started changing his own name to, Diddy, P. Daddy, Puff Daddy, all the different Diddies. And now they got it trending yesterday with a rather large number calling him the Diddler.
I did see that and I chuckled.
And so if you aren't And do not be, do not say, oh my God, where have I been? I didn't know this. Trust me. That's okay. His name came up a few years ago in connection with Epstein. And then some other connections, not that he was with Epstein, but that he is the Epstein of the music or entertainment world, or in particular the rap world, but Hollywood. I think you can kind of cover it there. And you might remember too, he also had Bieber, right? Mm-hmm. Took him under his wing. And he's going to make him somebody. You know who else he did that to? Usher. He had guardianship of Usher when he was coming up, and then Usher brought in Bieber. Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Usher is who discovered him, but Usher was, and there's a video of him saying something along those lines of, I don't have my guardianship of you like I did with Usher, because he had guardianship of Usher.
Wow, that's creepy.
Isn't that weird?
Weird. Yeah, it's very weird.
So Cat Williams was on Shannon Sharpe's podcast earlier this year. You can find it. The clips are everywhere now. And there's a segment where he's sitting there. It's called Shay Shay is the name of the club. Shay Shay is the name of the podcast.
I love Shannon Sharpe.
I do too. He does a really good job, and he just sits and listens, and he does a really good job, but he asks the right questions. And Cat Williams is starting to like spill the tea a little bit on a lot of things that have happened to him over the years. And he talks about him being brought into the entertainment industry at the same time some other celebrities were, and there were offers made to him. And lo and behold, he turned one down, and now look where this guy is. And he turned this down, and now look where this guy is. And he said, you're going to start seeing things. He says, I'm telling you right now, there's a lot bubbling under the surface. All lies will be exposed in 24.
Well, we're on our way.
That's what he said a couple months ago. That's what he was saying. And it did come up, something about Diddy did come up in that conversation as well. But you know, with Diddy, Jay-Z is connected to Diddy pretty closely as well. And they're like, okay, so is this the beginning, or is this the cover? Are they using him to cover for, they're going to take him down, and now that it's protecting everybody else. So a lot of people think, and I'm right there with them, they raided Epstein's houses, and then we saw nothing, right? Everything just disappeared. And there were literally, posts about Meek Mill's Better Hope, all those tapes were destroyed, or all this, because apparently Diddy's entire house was just like Epstein's, loaded for bear with cameras everywhere, and everything is recorded. It was like, I want to know who designed the system and how is he finding his clientele,
right? Like the dude at Stereo West who installed it didn't be like, hey, that we just added some really super sketchy cameras at that house, that job you get sent me to.
Yeah.
I don't know. You should check that out.
Do you have to knock them off after they install the cameras?
Yeah, right. Like it's a snuff.
So there's a lot of talk about the Jay-Z connection, that is Jay-Z and Beyonce. Is this a kind of like the quote unquote, okay, fine, law enforcement, take him. You can have him, and then you can have your field day and leave us alone, which that's what you see a lot of posts.
He's a pretty big sacrificial lamb though. Like, I get what you're saying, and I'm sure there are people a lot bigger than him involved, but that's a pretty big one.
It's pretty huge. It really, he must have pissed somebody off. And then 50 Cent got in on it too. He was kind of like, you know, cause he's another one that stepped away from, that. And yeah, if you get a chance to check his post, he's got some pretty funny ones that are up there about, let me see if I can find that one real quick, because he might have,
right? Like when I got up this morning, I saw the news on the bridge collapse. I completely forgot about Puffy P Diddy. I completely forgot about all that, and then I'm watching the news, and then it popped back in on the screen. I'm like, oh there's also that going on too. So yeah, this is
right.
Is there anything, what's the latest on the plane? Is it still in Antigua? Because they said early on that he was going someplace where there was no extradition to the United States. I would assume Antigua has extradition.
Yes, they do. Okay. Yeah, they do. That's okay. That I've heard three stories. So I've heard one is that, yes, the plane was tracked there. So the plane did go there, and then it went somewhere else. I can't remember the name of the island that does not have extradition. But there's a report that he was arrested. There's another report that he was on the plane and he's gone. So I don't know. I haven't seen the latest this morning.
I bet if he was arrested, we'd know for sure. Like we'd see it all over the place if he was arrested. So I bet he gone.
Have to.
Yeah. And, house at this island. He probably had this planned out. This was his escape route all the time. And he gets on his plane and he's gone. And he's not going to leave that island ever again. Has enough money. Doesn't need to.
And some of the stuff that goes back with Diddy, there are accusations of, when we say taking care of people, knocking people off, not kidding. His head of security was Michael Jackson's head of security at one point also. And there's a connection between those two, but that man in particular, and I cannot say his name right now. I watched a really good, like, little rundown of this guy's history, and he's a fixer, if you will, not so much security. He's a fixer. And if anything happened, like Diddy told all his people, anybody gets arrested, you get pulled over for a ticket, you get anything, you call him, he'll take care of it. And everything, there was even a shooting that he took care of. And I think one of the shootings, it happened inside a studio and he got the report. It ended up, when it came out, it happened on the street outside so that they could distance the main players from it. And next thing you know, it's outside. And there's connections that he has that cover up all kinds of things. And he's got some ex-girlfriends. And then there are all the abuse charges that were coming out against him. The charges from an ex-girlfriend, sexual abuse over years. And she got away from him. She was younger when she got with him. And then she finally got away from him and finally was able to tell what the truth was about what was going on back there. But it was awful. And there's several others that have come forward also. And that's what's kind of led up to this, I think, was there were all these people coming forward. And you remember the E. Jean Carroll trial. That was able to happen because the law was changed, or there was a new law put into effect that allowed it to, you know, hell with the statute of limitations.
Yeah.
And said, okay, if you've got them, bring them forward. We want to hear about it. She was one of the first ones that did. And so now after her, you've got all these other people that are coming forward. That's what got P. Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
Was yeah. all of these, oh, the gates are, floodgates are open. I can come forward right now. Well, then I'll come forward right now. Stop for 1 second. Turn around and look out your back window. What is that circle?
Oh, it's my ring light. Did you think that was like a crop circle in the air or something like that? Or like a UFO?
Why is there a Ferris wheel behind you?
Yeah, that's my ring light. That's funny.
We can cut that out because.
Okay. Oh, no, it's staying in there. I'm not cutting that out.
I'm all serious, but I'm looking at him like I am so distracted by the Ferris wheel. It's reflecting off the window. What is going on?
Oh, God, that's funny.
Anyway, so yeah, let me look real quick. Let me just see here real quick because I looked earlier, but I didn't see. Oh, and Candace Owens is another one. You know, she had a big breakup, right? She was working for Daily Wire.
Yeah.
And they parted ways. Well, the reason why Candace is kind of looking into some stuff that Daily Wire doesn't want to go down this line. And Diddy's one of them. Diddy's one of them. She's been kind of digging around. And one, her post was something about two things. I think Diddy said this one. No, 50 Cent said this one first. He said, they go in like this. They already have the evidence. So meaning the number of agents, you saw the video, right? Of them going into there and had his kids were cuffed. They were on the yard out front and they had dozens of agents.
So were the kids arrested or just cuffed while they were going through the
search? They were cuffed out front. I don't know what they did with them later, but they had them cuffed sitting on the front yard.
Yeah, I did see that. I just didn't know what happened to that.
And it's like, typically you don't just cuff the residents unless, you know, you're
thinking right.
we're involved. And this is sex trafficking. That's part of the charges that are in there. Yeah. That's part of the reason that they were going in case I wasn't clear on that before. That's why they were there, was sex trafficking, RICO laws. RICO is a law. Also, you know, this all this other stuff that he's been doing, blackmail. There's so much that goes on that's in this list. And so, like Diddy said, or 50 Cent said, they didn't go in like that looking for evidence. Mm-mm. They already have evidence.
Yeah.
They're going in to validate what they already had. And they went into all three of his houses to do that. But she puts, Candace Owens says, the feds raiding Diddy's house. You know, they already knew what he was up to, but he's going to be the fall guy to protect the people at the top. They're raiding his home to hide evidence, not find it. That's how this works. And somebody brought up Epstein and said, yep, same thing happened two or three times with Epstein. Actually, 2005 was the first time. That they raided. And then I think the most recent one was in the early mid-teens when they raided that Manhattan home of his. Mm-hmm. And they had the vault that was full of all the tapes and pictures, and they had things on the walls, and they had, you know, all this evidence that they found, the camera system, the recordings, everything was in there. And then we never saw any of it, and it's all gone. And so that ends up protecting all the people who were involved in those rooms or in those tapes.
So they've been setting him up this whole time to be the fall guy, knowing that he'd be the easiest, most high profile person to throw under the bus and protect everybody else.
That's kind of interesting because, you know, Epstein obviously works for somebody else. I think at the lowest level, he worked for Ghislaine Maxwell to a degree. Maybe he's manipulated by her because of her connections with her dad and all that other stuff. But there's other people that were pushing buttons and pulling strings. And interesting that they were both set up in the same way. So they had all the evidence in their houses.
Mm-hmm.
So on one side, they feel like they have all the control because they have all the evidence. But on the other side,
it can turn like that.
Boom. They drop the hammer and they're the ones holding the bag.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay, let me look here real quick and see if there's any, what the latest trending. Is he still trending? Baltimore, of course, is trending. Oh, Megan is back trending again. What the heck? Where's my Diddy posts? TMZ apparently filmed, this is about midnight. This was posted. TMZ filmed Diddy at Miami Airport. So he couldn't have been on the private jet that apparently flew to LA, to Antigua and Barbados.
He could not have been.
It says, so my guess is they flew, that maybe what was done is they were getting rid of evidence, meaning Diddy's people. Diddy's still on the run. It says, I'm guessing they find him by the time we wake up. Again, this was posted around midnight. And this is a guy, his name is Ian Carroll. And he's one of those, you know, citizen journalists. He's got 300,000 followers. He's, you know, he's on top of these stories.
This is just the wildest story.
It says the most important thing to remember here is Diddy is not the top of the chain. He's the face of the operation, just like we were saying, and it's likely that they're going to try to pin this all on him and then save the important people above him.
Mm-hmm.
He says the job of anyone investigating is to not let that happen. Interesting.
Wow, that is interesting.
So, yeah. So I'm just looking through his stuff right here. FBI evidentiary tapes. Yeah, they're saying that possibly what was on that plane was a lot of the evidence that, like, you know, it was like, he was tipped off.
Man, I didn't think that.
There you go. I didn't either. I'm like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Because a lot of them are saying he was obviously tipped off and to get away.
Holy cow.
So load the plane up and get it out of here. God bless it. So anyway, yeah, keeping our eagle journalistic eyes on that story.
Wow.
And our hot takes.
It's a big one.
But then the other one is the morning videos that are coming out revealing the aftermath of the event at the Scott Key Bridge collapse. If you haven't seen this, there's a video. Pat, I'm going to send this one to you if you want to.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Connect it in any way or share it. It is insane. It was done last night and it shows it's just a straight on like security camera. Great, great camera, which, by the way, way better video than Kate Middleton got.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people, as the saying goes, did they shoot it with a potato? Because it was so grainy.
Right. And this camera is on a pier in the middle of the river and it looks
unbelievable. Okay, I'm sending you this right now and then we can connect it here. But this is just from a TV station, I think, that they grabbed it, is what the deal is. They grabbed this video to show everybody and it literally has it mapped out. So you can see the boat coming in, they point out where it is, and then you see the ship, I should say, loses power and then it regains power and there's a course correction and then it loses power again and then it hits one of the pylons that's holding this huge bridge up. And when it hits it, they said about 20 cars were on the bridge when it hit and they did recover people. This is in Baltimore, by the way. They did recover some people and they were still searching this morning.
And I heard the guy this morning said that if you watch that video, just minutes before there were like 10x the number of cars on the bridge. So did they get have a little bit of a heads up and able to close the bridge or slow people down or something? Or are they just lucky?
I think they're just lucky. I mean, you just watch this video and there's one that's underneath it. If you scroll down, it's a closer view of the ship as it's trying to correct course. There's a lot of black smoke. And it's, again, there are some tinfoils on this because they're asking why the severe course correction, because that brought them directly in line with the pylon, which was just kind of odd. Mm-hmm. And when you watch it in slow motion, you can see it up close. This is crazy.
Yeah. I'll link that in our description.
That video is crazy, crazy, crazy. But it came from one of the TV stations in Baltimore. So yeah, like
what a
crazy amount of stuff going on. That and then we'll have other days where it's like,
yeah,
somebody do something.
I watch when I wake up, I turn on that Insomniac News, and I'm sure people know this, but like they're not live all the time. Like every half hour they replay it. So they had to interrupt themselves with breaking news. And it was just like, oh man, that's awkward. Cause they always try to play it off like it's live. Like they never say, and so they had to interrupt themselves with themselves.
Excuse us. We'd like to now give you the real story that's happening right now.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's kind of fun though. I like and when I say fun for us, not fun for Diddy, for sure. But it is kind of interesting the stories that are coming out because there are so many people that are connected with him, and that have known him and been afraid to speak out. And now that this, it's like the veil has been lifted just a little bit, or the whatever you want to call it, they've kind of cracked the surface. So people are feeling a little braver about talking and telling their story. And I think we're going to hear a lot more.
Yeah. I think so too.
So, wow. Honestly,
that was a good one.
I was so mad though, because I was like, I just want to talk about the Royals for a while. And now it just doesn't even matter.
It'll matter. Give it 72 hours. It'll matter again. It'll matter again.
It'll come back, I'm sure. But
it'll come around.
All right. So that's pretty much it for the day.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. We appreciate the support. Thanks, Centris. Have a good one.
Pat and JT Podcast, a Huda Media Production.